And okay, so what we'll be doing here is the ideal parent figure protocol. This is based on the work of Dan Brown. So we'll please find a comfortable place to sit quietly. Good, now just settling in. And now stretching the head, stretching the neck, and stretching the crown of the head up towards the ceiling. Now we're going to do three deep breaths to facilitate the relaxation. So, okay, go ahead and inhale very deeply. Retain the breath. Now exhale and extend the exhale. And again, inhale. Retain. Exhale, and now extend the exhale. And notice how you, as you extend the exhale, there's more relaxation. You're relaxing more and more. And now inhale. Retain. And now exhale and extend the exhale, noticing all the relaxation. Okay, good. Now we're going to do a brief body scan. So now feel the feet, legs, and hips. Feet, legs, and hip naturally relax. Now feeling the whole torso, so feeling the abdomen and chest. The abdomen and chest relax. Now feeling the shoulders and upper back. And as you simply bring your attention to this area, there's relaxation. It happens automatically, even involuntarily. And now feeling the arms and hands. The arms and hands relax. And now feeling the neck, face, and head. The neck, face, and head naturally relax. And now take a deep breath and feel the whole body all at once. Now exhale, and as you exhale, you feel the whole body all at once, and it relaxes in unison. Okay, good. And again, coming back to the posture, so you're sitting up straight, pushing the crown of the head up towards the ceiling, and noticing how the whole body hangs effortlessly off of the spine. And now you feel like you're sitting on a fluffy white cloud, nice and warm. And now that fluffy white cloud starts rising. And as it rises and rises, It carries you with it, and you get more and more relaxed. And it takes you to a safe place in the clouds. And now it feels as if a week or two or three has passed. You're so deeply relaxed, so settled, feeling so well. Good. And now you're going to regress back to childhood. You float back to childhood and you find yourself somewhere between the ages of 1 and 5 years old. You find yourself in an ideal place to grow up. It can be where you actually, a place that you did grow up, or an imagined place, or a combination of the two. And now you notice the ideal father. The ideal father is ideally suited to you in every way. He's also different from your father of your family of origin. He's not a critique or a replacement for your actual father. And the very first thing that you notice about him is this sincere, trustworthy delight that he takes in you. When he sees you, he cannot help but smile. And he smiles in a really sweet, trustworthy way. He simply delights in you. And you notice that. And the feeling is mutual. And also you feel safe and protected in his presence. The ideal father is a full adult, fully capable of protecting you and taking care of himself and taking care of you. His protecting you is consistent with his delight in you. We protect and keep safe the things we delight in. Really taking that in. Seeing the details of the scene now. So this is an imagination, a visualization. Now, some people aren't as visual as others. So what matters most is the felt sense. And to support that, there are visual, auditory, felt, sense aspects to the scene. And they all reinforce this quality of being with your ideal father, being at ease with him, feeling supported. And also, we're using our imagination. When we use our imagination, we open up new possibilities. And we recondition ourselves to expect good things from life. That's the work we're doing here. Now, notice how the ideal father really attunes to you. You have his full attention. He notices what you're doing, what you're up to. He also has a sense for what's going on in your mind. But this is not invasive. This is completely supportive and comforting. You feel really seen. Seen for who you are. And also, there is a permission for you to really be a child. You don't need to worry about the mental states of the ideal father. You don't need to help him feel good about himself. The ideal father is totally mature, totally capable. He would never demand that of a child. So given that dynamic, you really have a deep permission to be your authentic self. The whole body and mind relaxes. And now look back at the mind and see this. See what it's like to relax and take this in. Now touching in to the security of the attachment relationship. Notice how the ideal father receives you unconditionally. How he delights in you unconditionally. You've got nothing to worry about. This is really clear. Now just keep elaborating the scene. And now also notice how the ideal father gives you physical affection in a way that is ideally suited to you, to your needs right now. Oh, he's so happy to pick you up and hug you, but he also sets you down when you want to be set down. And he's endlessly patient. Totally consistent. Consistently attentive. Now, once again, notice how the ideal father delights in you. He's not doing the job of parenting, he's doing the joy of parenting. And notice this confidence and self-esteem that arises in you from this knowledge, from seeing him this way, act towards you in this way. And he's happy about your very being. And he also delights in your doing as well. The activities that you undertake, he thinks that they're delightful. And now notice how you feel being delighted in this way. Noticing the security, the settledness. You see you have a refuge in the Ideal Father. He's your secure base. And also, the Ideal Father supports your play. He's really interested in your play and exploration. Now, he doesn't take over the play. You lead the play. But he's very interested in what you're up to and what you're going to discover. So go ahead and create a scene where you're playing and exploring the world. Now really touching into this childlike wonder, this quality of freshness, newness to the whole world. And you feel really brave and courageous to get out there and explore because you have a completely reliable, secure base to return to. And now imagine that your play and explorations are coming to an end. And now that you go back to the Ideal Father and tell him about how wonderful and interesting that was. He's so interested, really hanging on every word. So interested to hear about what you discovered. And this delight is really strong, it's contagious. You feel so good about yourself. Then now notice the mind itself. Notice what this is like to be delighted in, to be supported. Making a deep impression of this. And now looking back at this entire experience, touching into what it's like to have a completely secure base, to be able to go out and explore, knowing that you can return at any time, that you'll be soothed and comforted immediately, and that there'll be so much interest in what you've discovered. And now contemplate, what are the implications of this for your life going forward? And now let's make a scene around that. So in this scene, you're an adult in your real adult life. And now we're going to have a scene around interpersonal relationships. And we're going to have the same expectations of these interpersonal relationships that we did with the Ideal Father. So now you're with your loved ones and friends and acquaintances. And then you notice how secure you feel with them. you notice the expressed delight, the joy that they take in you. They're so happy to see you. They're smiling ear to ear. There's this quality of receptivity. Oh, they're so happy to see you. And also, you feel really understood and known. Your experience is normalized. There's this deep, implicit permission and support to be your authentic self. And you know that if you would need to be soothed by one of your friends, loved ones, or acquaintances, oh, they'd be happy to do it. It'd be a joy for them. But of course, in this scene, you're an adult. So it's not just a kind of one-way relationship, where it's not as so much a one-way relationship as with the ideal father. You can reciprocate all of these qualities. Now notice how you delight in your loved ones, in your friends, in your acquaintances. This is totally mutual. Delight is the currency of secure relationships. And also notice how you are operating from a place of plenty. You've had enough. You have enough support. And because of that, you're also there and available to soothe others, to support others. And you can see yourself doing that now. You have this natural warmth, compassion, and generosity towards others. And you see yourself acting on that. And now let's dissolve that scene and look, let's make a scene of your explorations. So now in this scene, you're going to explore what's meaningful to you. So make that scene. And now notice how you can do this so much more confidently, so much more bravely, courageously. You can really get out there and do all these things that you want to do because you have this support of the ideal father, but of also all of your loved ones, friends, and acquaintances. They all support you. They all delight in you. And they're so interested in your exploration. They can't wait till when you get back to them and give them the full update. And notice how that really propels you. Now just keep elaborating the scene where you're exploring and touching into this quality of childlike wonder. Now making a deep impression of this, how wonderful life can be. And now we're going to bring the meditation to a close. I'm going to count from 5 to 1. And when I get to 1, you're going to be awake and present in the room, settled in the experience. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Awake and present in the room, settled in the experience.